In this bulletin, 863 COVID-19 cases in New South Wales and another 7 deaths. Victoria records 867 cases and 4 deaths. And in sport, the NRL prepares for a possible location switch for the grand final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. New South Wales has detected 863 new coronavirus cases over the past day, and 7 people have died with the virus. The Health Department has revealed 2 people acquired the infection while in hospital, taking the latest death toll to 316. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has also announced the coronavirus lockdowns will end in the Byron and Tweed Shires as planned at midnight.
Thankfully, we've had no further cases of concern, and so the public health team have advised that that they can come out of lockdown.
Victoria is predicted to reach the 80% first dose vaccine target today, meaning restrictions will start to ease tonight. Travel will extend to 15 kilometres. Golf and tennis will be permitted in Melbourne, while regional cafes can host more people outdoors from tomorrow. And the state has recorded 867 new cases and 4 further deaths. Plus, it's reported 149 extra infections after identifying some incorrect test results. Queensland is reporting 4 new locally acquired cases, including a fully vaccinated aviation worker. The worker's partner has also become infected. A truck driver has COVID-19, and another case has tested positive after leaving hotel quarantine. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says indoor mask wearing from Brisbane and the Moreton Bay area will be necessary as a precaution.
Until we get to that, 80% fully vaccinated, these masks are indeed our best line of defence. So please, Queensland, please make sure that you are continuing to use these masks, especially in the Brisbane and Moreton Bay regions.
And police are investigating the death of a man in his 50s in hotel quarantine. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced home coronavirus testing will be available from November 1st. The home tests can currently only be used under direct supervision from a qualified health professional. Mr. Hunt says further approvals are still needed to ensure the testing procedures are safe and effective.
One of the critical parts of the national plan is to make sure that people will be able to go about their daily activities safely. And so I'm delighted that the TGA has now recommended that home testing will be available from the 1st of November, obviously subject to individual tests being approved as being safe and effective. But this is an important additional protection for Australians. Home testing to support Australians and to support the national plan.
US President Joe Biden has defended the use of booster shots against COVID-19 after complaints about the need for better vaccine distribution worldwide. Aid groups have been asking global leaders to support poorer nations with the vaccine rollout before providing a third shot to their own populations. President Biden has received his booster inoculation and says the US is helping other nations to ensure everyone is protected.
But let me be clear, boosters are important, but the most important thing we need to do is get more people vaccinated. The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing.
French President Emmanuel Macron has been struck by an egg while walking near Lyon. It's believed a young man made a protest gesture and shouted, but the egg failed to break, bouncing off President Macron instead. The 19-year-old was arrested, and while the motive is unclear, intentional violence against a public official is illegal in France. One person has died and homes have been damaged after a 5.8 magnitude earthquake on the Greek island of Crete. The Greek government says there are no reports of people trapped, but some of the injured are being treated in hospital. Witnesses are describing the aftershocks as feeling like small explosions. A spokesman for the Greek government, Yanis Okonomou, says inspections have begun and resources will be sent to the island.
So far, unfortunately, we have news regarding the loss of a fellow human being. It appears that until now, we don't have fellow citizens trapped. Those who were trapped have been transported to the hospital and are being treated.
In sport, Townsville is preparing to possibly host the NRL Grand Final if Brisbane is unable to hold the decider due to the COVID-19 cases in the city. The game is scheduled for Sunday night at a stadium with a capacity for 52,000, and tickets have already sold out. The NRL says it's not overly concerned about the potential change of plan, but adds that the next 48 hours will be critical. Well, now today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 22. Melbourne, a late shower or two, 23. Hobart, much the same, 17. Canberra, showers and 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Similar conditions in Sydney, also 23 degrees. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 24. Brisbane, cloudy and 21. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.